תפילת החברים. בורא עולם,
Prayer of the friends.
את כל חברינו הביתה בשלום.
Creator, please bring back all our friends home safely and bring peace to Israel and the whole world.
שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא מתחזקים.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of
נמשיך מקטע מספר 8.
Stronger, and there's no else besides a more selected excerpt from the sources continuing from number 8. You can find the study material in the Aravut system and on kabbalahgroup.info, and you can also send your questions in those websites.
As you all know, we're in the days of war. We hope that every day will be the last day of these actions.
ואנחנו נתחזק בקשר בינינו, כי רק בקשר בינינו אנחנו יכולים.
We'll strengthen the connection between us, because only through that we can bring the Creator closer to us. And its force will protect us and bring us peace to everyone. Also to Ukraine and also to Israel.
ואנחנו על ידי הלימוד שלנו נחשוב על החברים שלנו.
And through our study, we'll think of our friends that are at the front lines, even from within our organization, within Bnei Baruch, dozens and dozens of friends of ours were recruited to the military, and we're praying for them all, especially for them, and we pray for all of those that are that have been captured hostage. That everyone should have quick success and peace. So we will continue with our excerpt that are closest to reaching out to praying to the Creator, and they will help us in this situation. So please do
it. כותב הרבש.
Growing stronger now, so besides them, except number 8, Rabash writes, one must believe that there is none else besides him, meaning that it is the Creator who compels him to do the good deeds. But since he is still unworthy of knowing that it is the Creator who commits him, the Creator dresses himself in dresses of flesh and blood, through which the Creator performs these actions.
הבורא עושה את הפעולות האלו. היינו,
thus, the Creator acts in the form of Achoraim, posterior. In other words, the person sees people's faces, but you should believe that behind the faces stands the Creator and performs these actions. That is, behind the man stands the Creator and compels him to do the deeds that the Creator wants. It follows that the Creator does everything, but the person regards what he sees and not what he should believe.
What is happening is only from the Creator, that he's doing it, and he's doing it in the best, closest, in the most correct way to bring us closer to him. And if we see that his influence upon us isn't that good, seemingly, then we need to understand that we don't have no other way but to be connected between us and be connected to him under the conditions that he brings upon us. Yes, Dudi?
Once
a person begins to believe that behind the face of a people stands the Creator and does all these actions, what then? He won't need the friends. He'll work directly with the Creator.
We need to turn to the Creator, to pray to Him, to help us reach adhesion with Him as much as possible for the time being, and that all of us together will feel His dominance upon us all and upon the entire world. That is what we need to do, to know that there is none else besides Him, and also that He is good that does good. And only from that approach, from that perspective of good that is doing good, only from that point the actions upon us are made. And we need to hope that by that we'll come closer between each other to Him, that for that we need to connect among ourselves even more. And then we will feel how the Creator is close, and how He is leading us on the path of correction.
What should we look behind the friends, behind the faces of people?
And the Creator is there, a single, unique, and unified force, that there is none else besides Him, and He is governing us and everything that happens with all of our friends, and in general with all the world, including our enemies. It is all actions of the Creator alone. We need to understand Him and to do everything in order for His attitude towards us, just as we see, will change for the better.
The person begins to feel this one force behind the friends, behind the faces of all people. Will he still need the friends as a means, or will he work directly with this force?
No. Specifically in the friends, in the connection between them, between you, you'll be able to reveal the Creator, to enter contact with Him, and from that contact, he'll better understand how he needs to behave.
Thank you.
Дорогой Раф, а что значит прийти к слиянию с Творцом и увидеть, как Он управляет всем миром?
To reach adhesion and see how the Creator governs the whole world.
This is revealed from the Creator to a person when a person discovers the relation of his actions, the attitude, and more than that, he doesn't need, because then he understands and feels all of the true reality, the actual reality, the true reality, and what he needs to do in order to bring this reality closer to being in revealed guidance.
How does
it happen? A person connects with his friends and then he reveals the operating force that also works throughout the whole world?
Yes.
We должны приблизить себя между собой так.
We need to bring ourselves closer this way, that the Creator, as a single force, will be able to connect in our single connection, and then we'll know and feel everything that happens in the world in its true way, the causes, the consequences, and our actions.
And when the Kabbalist connects through his group, this one adhesion, how does he relate to the reality of fallen bombs, things that happen in the externality?
It
happens according to the degree of connection, but it happens by in parallel to the connection with the friends, because we haven't yet attained such a state when the force of connection between us can change the world. And that is why we are acting in this way.
Well,
this force of connection can change the world.
It changes everyone. It's stronger than everyone. Through the force of our connection, we can convince the Creator мы приходим к everything that is needed.
Мы не можем поступать неправильно.
We reach connection, and from that connection we can't act incorrectly.
Особо просим.
Конечно.
And what happens then? Then we ask him in a special way.
Of course, we ask in a completely different way from our new circumstances, from what we feel from the connection with him, and by that we'll advance further in, further deeper in. We will activate the Creator as a general, all-inclusive force, and he will execute our desires, although they will be similar.
Last question.
If from this connection of ours we can manage the Creator, can we cancel his providence, like these missiles or other unpleasant things?
That's what is written, that the Creator does, and the person expresses.
Для нашего мира воздействие свыше.
He cancels. The Creator makes a judgment, and a person can annul them, can cancel these things.
בדרך כלל הבורא עובד בהדרגתיות איתנו.
The Creator works gradually. If one time we had one, two people who were abducted, hostages, it was really tough. Now suddenly the blow exponentially grew. It's hard to digest it. Why is it like this?
In order to influence us, the calculation is only upon those that can connect and can reach out to the Creator for help. And to discover how through connection between us we are able to change the world.
So it means we have the ability today to reach connection and reach a state where we'll see this state as a helpful state. We have this ability?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
It says the person has to believe that there's none else besides him, meaning the Creator obligates him to do the good, compels him to do the good deeds. Why doesn't it say that behind the bad deeds the Creator stands, only the good?
The bad deeds, for sure, he does upon us. In an opposite way, in the form of posterior, the back, that's why we can't reach out to him that way. It's just not in the existence of our reality. We can only turn to the anterior, the face of the Creator, and ask him to come closer to us. Because with him coming, with the Creator coming closer to us, the entire world will feel how it enters the governance of the good force. We have more understanding, more sensation, more emotion of how we can connect between us, and how we can truly influence the world.
Tel Aviv 3.
What is the difference between unifying the appearance of every friend into one force and collecting all the friends together in our heart?
It's
not enough just to unify ourselves with the friends, but we all also need to be unified with the Creator. That is our correction. And all the actions, all the deeds, all of reality that we see, how it is in front of us as a war, as enemies, they are coming closer to us. It is all in order to ask him from the bottom of our hearts, in one heart, that he will be discovered within us and join all of these forces that want to separate us and to kill us. Only the Creator can sort this out. Of course, we also need to fight and to resist it, to be against it. I myself was in the Israeli military for a few years. And that's what we need to do.
Focus group.
רב, יוצא שלפני שבוע וחצי היינו כל
הזמן. A week and a half ago, we were together, the whole world clee. The Creator filled us with greatness and importance of the goal. We all ran to connect because we felt this was the thing we need to do the most. And a few days ago, the Creator inflated us with blows, and after recovering a little bit, we ran to connect again because we felt that's the right thing to do. It's like a zero-sum game. We're in the hands of the Creator. He's pushing us to connect. Is there ever going to be a state where we'll be independent?
Independent from the Creator, no. But we can be independent from the negative forces if we ourselves, above these evil forces, will yearn for the good forces, the forces of connection and love between us and with the entire world.
Is there
a difference between the connection we all rushed to do out of total devotion a week and a half ago and the connection we're rushing to do now out of our helplessness, out of the pain?
There is a difference because we are human beings, and among us there are many who are in anxieties and fear from the enemies, from bombings. There are many women that are very, very concerned for the children. That is why we have entered such a state that the Creator is forcing us in a very, very clear, conspicuous way, that if we want to be saved from the corporeal fear, from death, then we need to be more connected. And from the connection to reach out to Him and to ask for success. And success needs to come not on the expense so that the fear will fall apart, but by the fact that from doing so we begin to be closer to the Creator.
Understand the end. What does the Creator want to teach us? What does it mean to be closer to Him?
That we will connect more and more to one another, and that from the center of our connection we will yearn to be in connection with Him.
בסדר? טוב.
All right.
Cub U3.
Cub U3.
Does the envy, lust, and honor of the work we do in the 10, does that have enough force to change things that's happening in the world right now?
האם העבודה שאנחנו עושים בשיעור והעבודה שאנחנו עושים בעשירייה, יש בכוחה לשנות את האירועים שאנחנו רואים בעולם עכשיו?
Yes,
with our mutual force, if we want to connect and to ask the Creator to connect us and to come closer to us, we can bring the Creator closer to all of our, through us, to all of humanity. And then there will be peace and connection, and the world will change for the better. It all depends on proximity, or God forbid, remoteness of the Creator to humanity.
There
are two degrees we learn. There's none besides him and the good who does good. Can you describe how from the current state we get to the first degree of there's none besides him and from there to there's not the good who does good?
If we think non-stop, if possible, about the fact that we are governed by the Creator, that in the connection between us, we want only one thing, that He will appear between us, will govern us, both in thought and desire and action, in speech and in action. So by that we can exit all of the negative things and see how the good force begins to dominate all of reality. And it's all by the fact that we connect and ask the Creator to come closer to us and through us to the entire world.
Is there
a way to, I don't know, accelerate it, make it do something more than prayers and the attempts to connect in the tents?
Only through the connection between us. Just like we learn from all of Baal Sulam and Rabash's articles.
Yeah, we know the actions, we know the articles. Somehow it seems as if this very special state is really hard to grasp with normal intellect, and it's like it's calling us to do other actions. What else can we do?
There is nothing more to do other than actions of connection between us and prayer to the Creator.
How exactly to answer the Creator, to ask Him?
We need to feel that there is a connection between us, but that this connection is, for the time being, empty. We need to discover in it the Creator, in the connection between us, to such an extent that we'll feel that through this connection between us, He knows each and every one and all of us together, and by that, we will feel to the extent that we can be connected to the Creator, also to pass on this connection to the entire world. That is actually our work today.
Boker Tov Rav. Toda.
Good morning, Rav. During the state of the revelation of Ahawayim, posterior, what can your student do to support their friends from Israel, and also how to balance the brain and the heart? Because I feel that He is the good who does good, but my intellect cannot justify the Creator. So how to balance these two states, please?
We need to think more and discuss between us to the extent that we are under the dominance of the Creator and that everything that takes place is on His behalf, because we already crossed some line. That is why these negative forces, these forces of separation, they act in our world and they are falling or coming upon us. That is why we need to change the state between us to such an extent that the Creator will come closer to us from the concealed form to a state of revealed, and it will nurture us, it will care for us to such an extent that we'll feel that same force that He and none else besides Him acts in all of.
I see the parallel of these plagues to the plagues of Egypt. So how do we spread this connection of ours to the world so that the world can change?
אז איך אנחנו יכולים להפיץ את החיבור בינינו אל העולם כולו כדי שהעולם משתנה?
העולם משתנה אם נשתנה אנחנו. כשאנחנו נתחבר בינינו.
The world will change if we change. When we connect between us in the good force between us, as much as there in us to start with, if we give to that, to the Creator, the ability to be revealed between us from His force, then most certain that He'll be able to influence through us this good force to all of the world. And we hope that we will succeed in that.
Recién lo escuché decir que el hombre puede doblegar al
Lately, creador. I heard that you said
ahora al clí mundial para doblegar al creador. Nos falta carencia, nos falta conexión,
what
plegaria. ¿Qué nos está
is the world clí lacking right now?
Repeat, please.
Please repeat.
Lo acabo de escuchar decir que el hombre puede doblegar al creador. La pregunta es, ¿qué nos falta?
I heard you said that we can obligate, we can compel the creator.
Nos falta carencia, plegaria, conexión.
So what are we lacking in order to compel him? Are we lacking prayer, connection? What are we missing here?
Both connection and prayer from within that connection. If we will do it, conduct it correctly, with the understanding that by that we are correcting all of reality, the whole world, all of the created beings that will all be connected and be as one unit, by that we are executing what is expected from us, what is given to us, and the world will respond positively.
You said the connection between us is empty. How do we fill it?
The fact that we make sure that we will all connect, and by that we'll become as one man in one heart. And then from that heart, we are connected to the Creator. Feels that connection between us called a single heart, and by that we can demand from him, ask from him to do upon us the actions of correction.
Woman app free.
Toda Rav, Marta Kodem, ככה שמעתי.
I heard at least that our work right now is to pass the message of connection to the whole world.
Is it
correct? What are we talking about? Is it not? Is the focus on Israel? What should we do?
We are supposed to connect between us, to ask for the Creator to form this connection between us, that in that connection between us He will be revealed, and then us and Him together will reveal the Creator to all of humanity, to all of reality, and then everyone will reach peace.
Many people now are in a state of fear and anxiety, not suffering it, but afraid and anxious. How to correctly work with these feelings?
Only connection. That only in connection we can enter a world that is filled with good.
Isn't it a bit despicable, but lowly, that they scare us and we're like cows running to where we need to go?
That is exactly correct. That is a reality. If we don't connect in the good side, then what comes upon us is a worse state. And then we are forced to think of the reason, what is happening to us. And by that we connect.
Should we first transmute the fear and anxiety to a higher reason to connect, or just use it for connection like that, plainly?
If we use fear and anxiety in order to connect, then we are doing humanly actions, like all of humanity is doing. But if we are turning to the Creator and asking from Him connection with Him, that will form the connection between us and with Him, then that is already an action, an act of correction. That we understand, nevertheless, that only through blows we think of Him and turn to Him, but still our request is in the right direction to the Creator as the cause of everything that takes place. Okay.
Bulgaria 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Раф, после пандемии коронавируса и особенно после...
After the pandemic, and especially after the Congress, again we felt the force of connection surging in the physical meeting between us. And now that we came to a great desire to connect, again we moved to the virtual plane. How from here we can could create a strong desire for connection on the virtual plane?
Even easier than we're physically together, because now we can think specifically of the virtual connection that is not in some form of relations, borders, physical, corporeal limits, but we ask the Creator that He will connect us with one desire, with one heart.
Come capiamo che possiamo cancellare questo decreto?
How can we understand that we can revoke this sentence right now, that the word connection is a power in the tent, that will be that it will be heard like a something powerful in the tent?
We need not to ask for change in what the Creator is influencing us is, but to ask for change in our relationships, because that is the cause for all the evil that we feel. It is the result of the uncorrected relationships between us. That is why that is what we have to ask for.
You said that we need to pray not to have suffering in the world. If that's the case, we disagree with what the Creator is doing, as if He's sent the suffering and we ask Him to cancel it.
We don't want to cancel it. We want to cancel the disconnect, the distance that there is between us and from us to the Creator.
So it has nothing to do with not having suffering in the world, but to the connection between us. So the prayer is not about eliminating the suffering from the world.
Correct. That is the...
Uh,
עכשיו אני שומע את החברים ואותי שקיבלנו מן כוח
הדרסה של we got this provocative force of like what's happening here with what the Creator did in the south of Israel after the Congress. Like we're asking with an angry face, like what's happening here and change what's happening here and how things should be here. We've got a lot of power in asking and demanding. The question is, what is this power in a positive way in the ten that we can awaken positively? What is the opposite? The good opposite of this force that is asking us here.
Connection between us is the positive force through which we can be connected to the Creator and to demand, to ask of Him that He will make His providence upon us in a better way, that we will learn what we need to do, and we will try and do what is upon us.
At
what point did the Creator touch us that made us wake up with a demand, such a strong demand? What is it, our survival instinct? What is that? At what point did He touch that we woke up?
All in all, the will to receive.
Now in the 10, when we want to connect, we do the same action of touching the will to receive, so all the friends will wake up, provoking against the Creator, asking, crying, to connect us now.
How do we do it? You need to speak among yourselves and
объединение, чтобы доставить наслаждение Творцу и объединение против внешнего врага.
Connection in order to give contentment to the Creator and connection against an external enemy. Is that at the end of the day the same?
Есть действие, есть следствие.
In principle, yes. То есть если бы мы поменяли. There are actions and there are results.
До того, как произошло бы действие, то действие бы мы, получается, отменили бы.
In other words, if we would have connected before the action happened, we would have cancelled the action.
Yes, many actions that are prepared for us, but we don't receive them, we don't feel them, but they don't appear because we change. So we correct them before they even materialize in.
Истинное страдание – это когда человек осуждает высшее управление. Как использовать?
True suffering is when a person condemns the upper providence. How to use this state and reach such fear towards the Creator?
Into the group, incorporate and it's come out of your individual desire and exist in the group, in the general state. And then you'll advance correctly.
Woman English 1.
Okay, dear Rav, I have a question. Ask it. I'll ask it in Hebrew.
I'm
מתרחשת עם בין שני צדדים.
Is this war taking place, happening between two sides? That one side is the world clear? Can dissemination in Arabic help end this war? And how to accelerate this?
The thing is that we need to balance the evil force that's revealed in the world with a good force of connection between us. To do it, when we do it, to some extent, all the negative things will stop for the time being and we'll be able to come closer to the correction more comfortably, more beautifully.
But nevertheless, the end of correction, when we all connect as one man in one heart, and where no one has even the slightest desire to harm another.
Y a-t-il une intention plus forte que toutes les autres en ce moment que nous devons émettre dans la dizaine? Et quelle est-elle?
Is there a special intention that needs to be an emphasis on now in light of the situation? And if so, what is that emphasis?
Не лойванти. Repeat, please.
Again, I didn't understand.
He's asking, should they, the friends in the tent, put any certain emphasis on a specific intention due to the state in the world? And if so, what intention?
The intention to be together, to connect the hearts, and to ask the Creator to fill their hearts. And by that, they are starting to become the positive force in the world. That's what they need. And then together with this positive force in the world, they'll connect with us. And to the groups in the world, and they'll advance the entire world towards correction.
P3.
Rav, Rabash היה אומר שיסבול לאגו שלו.
Rabash used to say to his own ego, let it suffer. When a Kabbalist's ego suffers, is the Kabbalist, is he happy?
למה?
It depends on the instance, but typically yes.
Why?
Because it's clear that in hating the ego, he corrects it.
How does he correct it?
By hating. Hating is, creates a distance between him and the ego, and by that he corrects himself.
Şimdi İsrail üzerinde yaşananlar, yaşananların üstüne şöyle düşündüm. Yaratıcı bize bağa yönelik yeni bir safa, yeni bir doğum verdiği için mutluluk hissediyorum. Fakat dostum endişe içindeyken ona nasıl bir destek vermeliyim ki o yaratıcıyı haklı çıkarabilsin?
Kişanim istekeret. When I look at what's happening now in Israel, I feel that the Creator is giving us birth of a new state, and I feel joyful. On the other hand, all the friends there who are in fear and stress, how to support them, how to give them such a state that they'll be able to justify the Creator.
Strengthen them. Help them out so that even in the bad state, they won't disconnect from the Creator, from there's nothing else besides Him, and that everything is for the good.
Rav, ci hai detto che quando ci connettiamo possiamo correggere il male che viene dal Creatore. Ma se siamo connessi col Creatore, vogliamo ancora cambiare ciò che ci appariva cattivo? O piuttosto siamo noi che capiamo che non va cambiato quello che sta facendo il Creatore? Grazie.
He told us that when we connect to the Creator, we can change the evil that's being revealed by the Creator that comes from Him. When we connect to the Creator, do we still want to change something that comes from the Creator, or do we see everything that comes as good and justify it?
When we come to the Creator, we justify everything because we see that everything comes from good intention to bring us to the complete correction.
Beseder, H10.
Rav, יש הרגשה שיש לנו כוח מאוד גדול בכלי עולמי, ושעדיין לא מצליחים לרכז את הכוחות לכיוון אחד. או אם זה בסדר שהכוחות מתפרזים לכמה כיוונים.
Physically, we have great strength, great power in the world, but we can't concentrate it in one direction. Do we need to concentrate them? Rav, we have to concentrate them in one direction and be as one man in one heart.
What's
the emphasis now? There's a feeling
that
demands from us more connection between the tens now.
True, you're correct. That's what we need to do.
El Clio Lamí está en preparación para realizar congresos en Turquía y el continente americano. ¿Cómo esto se puede realizar como una plegaria para la paz mundial?
זה שאנחנו עושים חיבורים בכל מיני מקומות בעולם,
making those connections in different places around the world awakens the entire world towards connection. And gradually these things begin to work and show themselves.
כך אנחנו נתקדם.
That's how we'll advance.
Obrigada, Rav. Obrigada, Rav. Como podemos refinar a qualidade de nossa conexão na dezena para alcançarmos uma correção mais profunda e ampla em nosso clima geral?
How can we sharpen the work in the ten so that it will act as a deeper and more powerful connection in the entire world clay?
How can we? Only to be closer to each other and ask the Creator to connect us, because the distance between us depends only on the Creator.
על פני האגו שלנו שמרחיב בינינו.
He exists on top of our ego that separates us, and we ask the Creator to, yes, be connected.
ביחד נבקש מהבורא להיות
קרובים. So let's together ask the Creator to be closer to one another, and will come closer to such an extent that the Creator will begin to be revealed. That force will be revealed.
Egonun yıkıcılığını tüm kalbimizle görmek ve egoyu meşru kılmamak için nasıl bir talebe ihtiyacımız var?
What prayer or demand do we need in order to see this destructive force, all of the evil, and not to justify the ego?
עוד פעם תחזור.
Repeat, please.
What prayer or demand do we need in order to see the negative force of the ego within our hearts and not to justify
it?
We need to ask for the good force all the time and not to think of the bad. Only in this way, when the good force will be revealed, and then relative to it, the negative force will be revealed. Otherwise, if we ask for the negative force, we'll go in the opposite direction of the purpose.
¿Es posible que esté llegando el tiempo en que las naciones del mundo están presionando para abrir las puertas de Israel y que éste haga su trabajo?
Is it possible that it's the time that the nations of the world will knock on the doors, that Israel will do their work?
Yes, that's very important. If the nations of the world could understand that through Israel, the force of the Creator comes to the world, then certainly we would reveal all of reality in its true form.
Thank you, Rav. You said before that the situation is happening for us, that we are responsible for it. On the other hand, we often say that it happened because the people of Israel was not connected, but and even to the contrary. How do we relate to the situation with responsibility?
We are responsible for the state of the world. That's why we need, in our plea to the Creator, to be as the representatives of the whole world and ask that the Creator bestow upon us and bring all of us closer to Him.
When I see that the people of Israel is still going in the direction of accusations and hatred, how should I relate to it internally?
We need to let go of all the relationships within the nations, between all the different parties and streams and parts, and to only concentrate on a united plea to one Creator.
We are
reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 66.
Yes, it's a very special introduction. We've read this and learned this a few times, but it always adds. And whoever hasn't heard it yet, so for them it'll be a special experience. So let's read it. Ask about it. If the questions are serious, I'll be happy to help. Please.
Writings of Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 66. Bear in mind that in everything there is internality and externality. In the world in general, Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are regarded as the internality of the world, and the 70 nations are regarded as the externality of the world. Also, there is internality within Israel themselves, which are the complete servants of the Creator, and there is externality, those who do not devote themselves to the work of the Creator. Among the nations of the world, there is internality as well, which are the righteous of the nations of the world, and there is externality, which are the crass and harmful ones among them. Additionally, among the servants of the Creator, among the children of Israel, there is internality, being those rewarded with comprehension of the soul of the internality of the Torah and its secrets, and externality, who merely observe the practical part of the Torah. Also, there is internality in every person from Israel, the Israel within, which is the point in the heart, and externality, which is the inner of the world within him, which is the body itself. But even the nations of the world in him are regarded as proselytes, since by adhering to the internality, they become like proselytes from among the nations of the world who came and adhered to the whole of Israel.
Well, I don't see.
Shilot. האמת שכאן זה
רק questions. Actually, here is giving us this picture, this form.
כללות עולם.
That there's the general of the world and the internality of the world, and in this way, on all degrees, also between people. It doesn't mean anything, God forbid, that one is better or worse. That's how it comes from nature. And afterwards, we weigh all people according to as much as they connect to nature, to the Creator.
Okay?
So we have Merkaz One.
Are only those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah called the internality of the world?
Yes, that's the center of the center. Because they are engaging in what is in the center of the world. That they affect the central point of the world. H10.
Should we learn to distinguish these things in the world, or does it come by itself through the work in the ten?
We, in this way, gradually reveal that the world is built according to those parts, those spheres, from the most external one to the internal one, and it all actually depends on each and every person. Each person can determine for themselves where they reach in their development.
Bulgaria 1.
Что означает, что я посвящаю себя полностью на Творца?
What does it mean that I completely devote myself to the Creator?
The
fact that I ascribe myself to the Creator, meaning that I'm willing in my development to reach a state that I will identify with Him. Also in forces, also in mind, also in all his actions. I want to be in the hands of the Maker.
How is it expressed externally?
That I try to do all those actions that the Creator is demanding of us that will bring the world to the desired correction.
Mach 25.
The level of the degree. What does it depend on? The level of the degree. Its quality. On what does it depend?
The height of the degree isn't constant. We climb, we rise on the degrees of the ladder. And the height of a degree depends upon which egoistic desire we can overcome. What desire we can overcome so it won't affect us. That's an ascent on the rungs of the ladders. PT4.
Shalom Rav. Haim medubar.
Hello Rav.
Dargot ratzon.
Is this talking about degrees of desire within a person, or is it about the outside world, or maybe both?
The degrees of the desire within man. Obviously, we're only speaking of what's in man, even though we're talking about how it's happening in the world. So each person is a small world and it's all taking place inside them.
Because you divide it here, and likewise in every person in Israel there is internality which is regarded as Israel, and then he describes it, and before that he says there is the world in general, there are nations of the world, there is Israel, there are servants of the Creator who have internality and externality in them. So why is this whole addition?
We need to find a connection with all those parts in the world, and from all of them, we need to build one desire that will resemble the Creator.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
in the corrected state, is there still internality and externality, or will all the souls belong to internality?
All souls will be part of the internality only.
¿Qué significa que pongamos de espiritualidad encima de la materialidad? Gracias.
What does it mean? What is the meaning of raising spirituality over corporeality?
The most important for us is the connection with the upper force that we attain in the connection between us. Compared to all other desires and goals that can arise in our hearts.
Woman Hebrew 3.
Women Hebrew 3.
Thank you. You may have just answered and I didn't understand, but you said before that it doesn't mean anything that this one is better and one is worse, but basically we are supposed to aspire to be more in the internality and detect the external part and go more into the inner part in us, to the Israel in us, to adhere to it, no?
Yeah, but to begin with, what each and every one was created with, so it doesn't depend on the person. That's how the Creator created him. So even though we're all different from one end to the other, it could be, but along with that, no one is better or worse from their birth. That's why everything is only weighed according to the efforts a person needs to do, the relative efforts. Because someone who is worse, it's more difficult to do. Someone who's better, so it's easier to do all kinds of good things. But in the end, everything is measured according to the efforts of the person himself.
I mean, not the external division, but internal division in the inner work of a person to adhere less to the externality and more to the internality.
Yes.
Is there room to even try to identify internally those things that are happening on the outside?
Not yet, but soon we'll feel it. And we'll also be able to fight them in an internal system. We will need to go out to physical wars and to relate towards people. But on the contrary, we'll be connected to one another in a more internal way, and the wars will be more internal. Like now, a person is fighting within himself, sometimes with himself. And in this way, we can put all the corrections and make them more and more internal. Hello, love and everybody. The question is, what is the definition of internality and externality? Is that importance or bestowing and receiving or cause and effect? How to understand it?
Internality is what pertains to the spiritual work, connection with the Creator, and externality is what is how a person feels himself in our corporeal. Women Latin.
Gracias. ¿Podría existir un conflicto entre la interioridad y la exterioridad de la persona porque no encuentra consecuencia?
Could there be a conflict between internality and externality of people because they can't find a result between their thoughts and their deeds? And if so, what should a person see in order to find this truth?
Only to be connected to the ten, and in the ten,
and
from within the ten to attain the internality of the Torah, internality of reality.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Shalom Rav.
Chadera and Netanya came to strengthen us here.
Yeah.
A lot of friends are coming to strengthen. We're also meeting with them throughout the day. They give us forces all the time, thanks to them and all the friends. A question about internality and externality. Now we're sitting here in Ashkelon and we feel the war. The missiles above us, the bombings, that's external. The internal war between us in the ten, with thoughts against the friends, against the connection between us, right? That's the inner war.
Yes. Yeah.
So it really focused in this time of who the true enemy is inside. And I pay attention that it's very hard to fight the campaign against him. I'm almost never successful. There's bad depictions, the way the friends seem, but I don't agree to this. But how do I manage that campaign? How do I win this thing? I don't think those thoughts against the friends should exist, but I can't defeat them.
Grow stronger and connect with the friends. Only by this will you win, not alone.
So we, throughout the day, the friends are coming to strengthen us, so we can strengthen and defeat them. All the resistance against the friends flowed up even stronger. It just increases, and instead of strengthening and leaving a meeting connected, I leave in an opposite state, and I'm not agreeing to it. I want to correct it.
Pray, ask, speak to the friends, do everything you possibly can. This is your problem. Until you come out of it, you will not advance.
My question is this internality something that we should be seeking through prayer, or is this internality always there within us?
No. We have to find internality through prayer. It is hidden. But with our relation, when we try to reach it, by this we locate.
Hello and thank you, love.
Nell'introduzione del libro dello Zohar è scritto che è il libro più potente che il creatore ha mandato sulla terra, dato all'uomo.
In the introduction to the book of Zohar, it says that it's the strongest book. I wanted to ask if we have an opportunity to study it, maybe throughout the day, in this time. It could be good for us. Thank you.
Speak to Dudi after the lesson and agree. You decide between you. Maybe now a lot of people are not working, so maybe they can help, or in general to set up various lessons during the day with our friends. I can't speak that much. Besides this, I have my program, my video programs and talks. But you, Dudi, should organize additional studies during the day, and even if it's only a few people, you can circulate it through our network and then see if I'm sure there will be more people who are at home and can listen.
גם גברים וגם נשים.
Both men and women can all participate, and the women, if they have,
יכולים להופיע.
גם החבר וגם
they can appear, they can show up.
The friends were asking, is reading of the Zohar because of the state, can its force help us? Should we put it in the study?
Yes, yes. We also learned it. We have it in the archive. Yeah. Clear? Do they maybe again?
Again, 67. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him,
Israel, Yashar,
which is directed toward the Creator, Israel, Yashar, straight to the Creator,
over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him. That is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, the mere necessity to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. As it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By so doing, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world, as well the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel.
In other words, all this depends on if we're talking about internality or externality that we speak of or hear. But if not,
and if God forbid, it is to the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him, as it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of you, meaning the externality in him, rises and soars. And you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down with these actions. He causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar even higher, overcome Israel, degrade them to the ground, and the children of Israel, the internality of the world will plunge deep down. It's written about the proselyte within you. If it rises above your internality, we said that the proselyte is a part that joins the internality. What does it mean that the proselyte suddenly rises upon the internality?
Every person has all the parts, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, which are a part of Israel, a part of the nations of the world, part of the proselytes, etc. And here, it's talking about how a person doesn't immerse himself enough in spiritual work, meaning in connection with others, and in adhesion with them and toward the Creator, and therefore this is what happens. And then that whole part within him, which is called a proselyte, rises in him and begins to determine his thoughts and desires and actions.
But what changes? Because if the proselytes join, so what changes in him that it can be inverted upon the internality?
It all depends on how a person manages the parts within him, which parts he strengthens through the study in the ten, and which parts he slights. He doesn't give them the required treatment.
If we are planning to go out in explanation in Israel under war, what's the important message that we need to give?
That we have to build out of ourselves one nation.
And
what? And out of this, as a result, will come to such a connection between us that no enemy will come up against us, will not even want to go against us.
Do we need to speak about the Creator when we explain, or only unity in the nation?
Even only on the level of the unity of the people.
Where is the Creator here?
Behind the scenes, as always.
We don't have to mention him right now.
Well, the question is, toward whom are you explaining? Because the majority of the nation is still perhaps not accepting the Creator's governance over everyone.
And what are you, the wisdom of Kabbalah, us separated or different than any other person that is crying out, let's unite, let's unite, this is the time to unite?
Well, not so much, but we rely on our ancient sources, and we show them the sources where it is written in what way and under what conditions we do succeed in overcome our enemies and under what conditions we don't.
How to raise the moral of the nation in such a time when they're all shattered?
On some of them, we can certainly influence by revealing something from the wisdom of Kabbalah. But that's a relatively small part. But using history, using what is written, without opening up hidden things, we can convince the people more and more.
What about the role of the nation? Should we talk about their role?
Yes, of course.
What he writes here in the end of the introduction, internality and externality, that because we're not connected, that brings wars upon themselves?
Yes.
Can we explain about that too?
Yes.
Tel Aviv 4.
We say that disturbances come to man from the Creator. So why suddenly does he write that man has an ability to increase or see the internality more important upon the externality?
Because the Creator gives a person the ability to govern reality. Not to everyone, but to us. If we do bring ourselves closer to the upper force, and by that we can, to some extent, turn the world in that direction too.
So why is the Creator increasing the disturbances if a person has the ability to choose?
לא יודע איך לשאול.
I don't know how to ask.
הבורא מגביר את ההפרעות לפי זה שאנחנו...
The Creator increases the disturbances to the extent that we need to advance. He gives us discernments. He gives us conditions where on top of them we can rise higher and higher. And if we don't take them, relate to them correctly in order to rise above them and grow, then he brings us out of his operations. Bad feeling, bad relations, natural forces that intensify and interrupt us, interfere with us, obstruct us, and that forces us to do what is called repentance.
So how, by overcoming the disturbances, how to see the internality more important?
When the obstructions increase, it helps you reach the internality, because you have to run away from the obstructions, and then you have no choice but to come to understand that inside there is a special desire force, so that you would develop correctly.
Thank you, Rav. What's the connection between what's happening now in Israel to the people of Israel, to this balance of forces of internality and externality?
A direct
connection. The more we elevate the role of Israel, the more we elevate the inner part.
What is lacking for the corrections to spill from internality to externality? What's lacking between those parts?
A desire. Nothing but the desire in each and every one, and more or less in all of us together.
So when we're engaging in corrections here, we have to want our desire to just spill to the whole nation, that'll be a strong desire too?
Yes.